During the late 1970s and early 1980s, Tim Norris was the voice of BBC Wildlife.
Well, here we are in what could be described as a zoo.
Norris is responsible for many innovations, including his unique way of introducing children to wildlife.
Here we are in the lion's enclosure. Hello, Mr. Lion.
Tim was unique of the age in that he actually got the animals to speak back to him by using a technique called talking out of the corner of your mouth.
Of course, there had to be a hook, you know. There had to be something that would get me in to see these animals. Yeah. No, he couldn't just be a visitor to the zoo.
Oh, no.
I mean, that would be far too simple and a little bit contrived. So what I did was I wore a zookeeper's hat.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. And I went in and it started feeding them. And then somebody suggested, well, why don't you shovel some dung around? And I shoveled some dung around, you know, had these conversations with these animals, and it seemed to work.
And you didn't object?
Well, no. Television was very different in those days. If I went to an office now and said, I want to put on a hat and shovel dung around on children's television, they'd probably just say, well, they probably wouldn't even return my call.
No. Throughout the late 1970s to early 80s, Norris's fame rocketed. There wasn't a book, television programme or public lavatory without a reference to Tim Norris.
Yeah, Morris was an entirely private man. I mean, we tried to get the film down the way. We tried to get the things on footballers, supermodels,
Daryl Scumzucker, editor of the Showbiz magazine, The Daily Snitch.
As much as possible, you know, sort of like sell our papers, you know what I mean? But, I mean, Morris, he was just Mr. Untouchable, you know? He was at the top of his game, and we simply reporters around to try and dig up the filth, but none of them could get close.
Was that because of his wholesome lifestyle?
What? No, mainly it was because of the smell of the dung.
In 1983, however, tragedy struck. Tim Norris struck up a conversation with a llama, and in a heated exchange over EU fishing subsidies, a fight broke out.
We don't think the llama really knew what he was chatting about, you know, because he was... He didn't put up a cogent argument.
The llama wasn't actually talking.
Oh, he was talking, all right.
Viewers were shocked to tune in and see Tim Norris holding a llama in a headlock.
We suppose that was the beginning of the slide downhill, really.
Well, it wasn't so much a slide, was it?
No, it was more of a sort of plummet.
In 1987, Norris's marriage broke up. His wife, Lady Elvira Norris, takes up the story.
He'd become obsessed with all things talking. It was frightening, you know. He cooked dinner and he'd say, well now, Mr. Spaghetti, how are you?
I'm nearly boiled, thank you.
I can't do the voice. And he was just... It was frightening. It was absolutely frightening. And of course we were running a cafe.
That sounds absolutely awful. What was the breaking point?
Round about that sort of time, we you know... not being funny, but our lovemaking had gone off quite a bit, as it does in a long-term marriage.
I don't know.
And I remember his words exactly. He said,
"I'm Tim's penis."
I mean, once his penis started talking, I was off to the solicitors the next morning.
And so television seems like a distant memory for Tim Norris. No longer the star in the ascendance, more resembling a meteor stuck in the mud. But Norris remains upbeat. Despite his last appearance on television in 1989 at a trial, he still retains much of that enthusiasm which made him what people remember.
Well, you know, I still get to speak to people. I still get to do things, you know, every so often. I sing a goy, but I still get to... Oh, I've got to do one now, actually.
Can I listen?
Oh, yeah. The train now standing at platform 4 is the train for Taunton.
Hello, I'm the train for Taunton.